This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Yeah, my name's Akwal Khaira. I'm from Leicester. The course I'm on is the plumbing, advanced plumbing, full level 2 and level 3 course.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Akwal Khaira, who is coming from Leicester to do his plumbing practical training with Train for Trade Skills. Hi Akwal, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Akwal.
No problem.
Just before we start the interview, could you tell us a little bit more about your career up to date, please?
I've been in all different kind of jobs. I've worked in a motor industry, hosiery, driving instructor. I'm currently in the food industry now, Walker's Crisps. I just wanted to train for another trade that I feel is secure these days as a backup, and possibly a new field I can venture into. So that's why I chose the plumbing route.
Well, after having such a vast amount of experience in a variety of professions, driving instructor, the food industry, the motor industry, what inspired you, what triggered you to enter the plumbing industry?
The main thing was I found it interesting, not like repetitive or boring. I mean, a plumbing job can, in my view, can be all different work every day. I mean, yeah, you might fit bathrooms, this, that. But not all things are the same, you know. And plus, you can do your own property and do a good job for others. And plus, I think it's a skill in demand as well.
So you don't think you will be short of work in plumbing anytime?
No, I doubt it. If you're a good plumber, you won't be short of work. No.
Fantastic. No, well, that is a valid and a good reason enough to pursue a career in the plumbing industry. How did you find about Train for Trade Skills?
Train for Trade Skills, on the internet, basically. I researched all the courses out there, all the companies. And because of the flexibility of the course is the main reason that I've gone on to Trade Skills. It gives you opportunity to work around your job.
And after you enrolled in the course, you were given some materials and the virtual reality program to do some studying from home. How did you find that?
Virtual reality, yeah, it helps to a certain degree, but I still feel a hands-on approach on the job. There's nothing that can beat that. The experience you get from practical workshop sessions, and yes, obviously the theory helps before attending the practical. Gives you an insight into what's involved. But as in my opinion, the full understanding of it is that when you're actually on the course.
Well, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Practical training can be never replaced. But I'm just thinking, how did you manage to combine your studying commitments with your everyday life? You said you have had a number of professions, and I would imagine you're working alongside your...
Yes, that's right. My current job is 4 on, 4 off. So I have 4 days off whenever I choose to devote to the studies, theory sessions, and plus... Because of my continental shift, booking holidays isn't a major issue for me to book like 2-3 days off. Mm-hmm. It gives me, you know, 8 to 12 days off in order for me to complete a whole week on the course.
So that's flexible enough for
flexible,
you?
Flexible, yeah, more than enough.
To combine your working commitments with your studying.
Yeah.
That's fine. And obviously you fancy changing career, you phoned about T4TS and you came down to do your practical training with ATL. How are you finding it?
Very good. Yeah, the training here at the ATL is top in my opinion, and I can't fault anything so far.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.